Welcome to the Entrepreneur Academy podcast, the place for entrepreneurs from entrepreneurs. Hello everyone, this is John from the Entrepreneur Academy, and today we're going to talk about employment. We're going to talk about how you as a startup can find the right people to help you further your business. There are many, many questions out there, you know, and I get them asked all the time. People say, how can I find the right people? I mean, how do I even know? What do I need? At the end of the day, I have certain requirements. I know where the business has to go, but I really don't know, you know, where are these people and how do I test this and how do I find out if they're fit for me? And, you know, I'm just a one-man band. And if I'm getting someone else in, I don't get along with this person. I don't really want to get into that kind of stuff. So they struggle. They really, really struggle with that concept. And truthfully, there's a lot of large companies who struggle with that too. And you can see this. I mean, you can see when you come into a company what the working environments are and how people react and how they look, if they have a smile on their face or if they're just there because, you know, they have to be there from 9 to 5 and make a little bit of money. So I'm going to give you some tips today how this can work and how what you need to do really to make this work for yourself, how you can turn your company into a very successful company with staff, with people, with partners, with everybody involved being on your side, working towards your dream. Right? Ready for this? Right, let's go. Well, I know that most startups come to a point where they're thinking about getting some more people involved in the business. This could be as a partner or as an employee. There are many reasons for this, but the ones I hear most are not enough time to get the job done or just too much work. I also know that this is one of the most difficult tasks you entrepreneurs have to master. If you read my blog about the different roles of a startup, you will probably already see the problem most startups face. In most cases, we're thinking about finding someone to help us to do the things we can't get done. We are looking for some sort of an extension of ourselves, and for that to work, they have to fit perfectly to the way we work and think. We're pretty much looking for someone like us. But let's be real. What are the chances that you will find that person? So far, you've done most of the work yourself, and I guess you've done a good job. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in a position of searching for staff. If you're really good at something, what point is there to get someone else who is not as good as you to take over your job? Doing exactly what you're doing now. Beside the fact that you will have to spend a lot of time to train that new person, you will also need to implement a structure that allows for some form of quality control, adding more work to yourself and completely cancelling the advantage of getting other people involved. Sounds crazy, right? Well, let me tell you, it is. Let's roll back and chunk it up to the point where we identify why we want someone else involved in the first place. I believe the most important reason would be to further the business. To be able to serve more customers, provide more and better service, or improve production. Would it not make more sense to find someone who can add to the process in ways you can't? To find someone who can open new avenues, bring in new skills, and really help to grow the business? The reason why many startups don't like that is because they can't control it. They are worried that this might go into the wrong direction. And I would say, yes, it can. But the real reason why startups struggle to find the right staff or partners are they can't inspire people. They can't communicate the requirements. They're very high expectations. They're looking for a copy of themselves. They're looking for a gap filler. And they're not actually sure what they really need. Let me explain. The best working environments are where everyone can be free to create, grow, and develop. For this to work, everybody must have a strong interest to bring the business forward, and it requires a very good leadership. Good leaders provide direction, support, and create exactly that environment. That means to take on staff, your role has to change, and you need to become a good leader. This is the hardest part. This transition means that you step back to make space for someone else to grow and develop like you did. You stop doing the job. You know you're really good at it. You wouldn't be where you are if you wouldn't have mastered the process, but now it's time to help others to grow. That means to allow for the space to happen, to allow to provide a space where they can actually grow. It also means to be able to communicate the expectations of this role and what it does to the overall business. People need to feel what they do is important and has impact and consequences. It provides purpose. For you as the owner of the business, this is clear. It's your business. You know why you started it. For another person, this is not the same. This does not mean they don't want to feel the same. If you allow for this space, you will discover new opportunities because they are not bred to become you, but they develop on their own into something incredible that will add value in a way you could never do yourself. This is what leadership is about. Your job must be to create an environment where people can grow towards the success of the company. Sometimes that means that people make mistakes. I'm sure you did a lot of mistakes on the way. You hopefully learned from your own mistakes and kept developing yourself. Allow the same process for the people in your care. Taking on staff requires you to become a leader. Your job will change, and this change is what will make you a successful business. If you want to find the right people, learn to be a leader. Understand that only together can you grow the business. Create an environment where everybody can grow, which provides purpose, which allows people to develop themselves. Learn to communicate this to others, and they will come to you. That's how you find the right people. If you look at your own environment and your own business, think about what's the working environment you have right now? I mean, how are you working? What is it you do? Are you stressing yourself out every day? Are you completely out of control? Is nothing really working? Are you actually looking for someone who can take control and actually structure this a little bit? Well, that's certainly someone you can find, but allow that person to develop that process. Allow that person to make some mistakes and to grow with it. Once you understand that this growing process is the process they need to become the best in their field, and that way bring back that to the company, then you got it. That's exactly what you need. So leadership is the one thing. So if you're looking for staff and looking for people to help you, become a leader. Learn what it means to become a leader. Understand what it means to be a leader, because that's going to be your role from now on. Walk away from the things you have right now. I'm not meaning don't do your job anymore. What I mean is walk away from the point of view that you're the only person, the only important thing that exists in the company right now. Allow the others to grow and develop themselves and become that one thing that will bring your business forward. I hope that helps. I hope that gives you some hint. If you want to know more about it and you want to get more deeper into it, come to our website at entrepreneur-academy.eu. Or if you really want to get into it, you want to find out more and want our help to help you set things up, just come to entrepreneursonfire.eu. And we're there for you to help you to get you going and turn you into a real leader. I'm looking forward to see you there. Bye, guys. Hope you enjoyed today's episode, and if you want to find out more about entrepreneurship, come to our website at www.entrepreneur-academy.eu and find out everything you want to know about entrepreneurship. And don't forget to sign up to our special Sweet Spot Discovery tool, all on our website.